da postavite ovo pitanje i dobijete odgovore.
Because as you continue to hear the story, everything will be answered.
Jer na sve će vam biti odgovoreno ako još ako dalje poslušate ovu priču.
If however you feel you have urgent questions, you should write them down and at the end of the story we can answer them.
Ako mislite da imate neka hitna pitanja, trebate ih i zapisati, te ih postaviti na kraju lekcije.
I will now end Gop Kumar's stay in Vaikuntha planets.
Sada ću završiti sa Gop Kumarinim boravkom na planetima Vaikunte.
By just telling you what happened there, and then it will take about 5 to 7 more minutes.
Ispričat ću vam još što se tamo dogodilo, to će trajati možda 5 do 7 minuta.
Again, the associates of Lord Narayan saw that Lord Narayan likes this newcomer very much, but he should now get a proper body to be in Vaikuntha. He should also get a forearm form. But he says, voila puno.
Pratioci gospodina Narayane vidjeli su da gospodin Narayana jako voli tu pridošlicu i da su smatrali da sada treba dobiti ipak svoje tijelo za Vaikuntu sa 4 ruke. Međutim, Gop Kumar je rekao puno hvala.
He does not know, but one day he gets an idea why he doesn't want to take a form to stay in Vaikuntha.
Jednog dana njemu je jedanput sinulo zašto ne želi prihvatiti tijelo stanovnika Vaikunte.
He is extremely happy in Vaikuntha.
On je vrlo sretan na Vaikunti.
Sometimes he sees during a darshan how Lord Narayan jokes with his devotees and puts his foot out and the devotees come and collect the dust and put it on their heads.
Ponekad vidi kako se za vrijeme darshana gospodin Narayana šali sa svojim baktama, on im pruža svoje stopalo, a bakte skupljaju prašinu s njega.
He hears the beautiful music.
Čuje prekrasnu glazbu.
He hears the wonderful Lord Narayan talking about spiritual truth.
Čuje kako gospodin Narayana govori o duhovnim istinama.
But then he develops that still he is a little bit frustrated.
No, onda jedanput shvaća da je još uvijek pomalo frustriran.
Yes, and so one day Narada Muni comes to him and say, hey, why do you look frustrated here? This is I've never seen someone like this who is frustrated in Vaikuntha.
I onda mu jednog dana prilazi Narada Muni i kaže, što je ovo, zašto si frustriran? Još nikad nisam vidio osobu koja je frustrirana na Vaikunti.
See, sometimes in the summer camp you see devotees who look frustrated.
Ponekad na ljetnom kampu možete vidjeti bakte koje su frustrirani.
And when you ask them for the reason, it's usually not extremely transcendental.
I kada ih upitate koji je tomu razlog, on obično...
Reason why Gop Kumar looks frustrated.
Koji je razlog što Gop Kumar izgleda frustriran?
Gop Kumar said, ja ne znam.
Gop Kumar rekao, I don't know.
Then Narada Muni says, come with me.
Al Narada Muni tada rekao, pođi sa mnom.
My dear boy, I have to tell you something, but I can't tell it in the palaces of Vaikuntha. We have to go to the Shumi.
On je rekao, moram ti nešto reći, međutim ne mogu to reći u palačima Vaikunte, moram otići u šumu.
Šumu, yes. I know what you want.
Znam što želiš.
You want the embrace of the Lord of Vrindavan.
Ti želiš da te zagrli gospodar Vrindavane.
You want his kiss.
Želiš njegove poljupce.
You want to see that Lord whom you are sometimes seeing when you chant your Gopal Gayatri mantra.
Želiš vidjeti onog gospodina koji kad viđeš dok izgovaraš svoju Gopal Gayatri mantru.
You want to be very close to that Lord.
I želiš biti vrlo blizak tom gospodinu.
But I must tell you that there are only one type of living beings who can be so close to the Lord.
Ali moram ti reći da samo jedna vrsta bića može biti tako bliska gospodinu.
It's the Brijbasis.
To su Brijbasi.
The Gopas and the Gopis and the servants of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda.
To su gopije te sluge i sluškinje Nanda Maharaje i Yashode.
You want to go to that highest of spiritual realms, Goloka Vrindavan.
Ti želiš otići na u najviše duhovno kraljestvo, na Goloka Vrindavanu.
I will give you now two instructions.
Sada ću ti dati dvije upute.
Follow them.
Slijedi ih.
And I will meet you again.
I ponovo ćemo se sresti.
Maybe you will go to Goloka Vrindavan.
Možda ćeš otići na Goloka Vrindavan.
And here our story ends for today.
I ovdje je kraj naše današnje priče.
I feel I want you all to hear the full ecstasy, and therefore I have to stop here.
Želim da čujete potpunu ekstazu, pa ću zbog toga ovdje sada stati.
Yeah. I hope to see all of you again back at 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Nadam se da ću vas sve ponovo vidjeti ovdje sutra u 10.
And in the pause I will tell you the kshatriya exercises.
A u međuvremenu reći ću vam kshatrijske vježbe.
Thank you very much.
Puno vam hvala.
I wish you a wonderful seminar day.
Želim da imate predivan dan seminara.
Srila Gop Kumar ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bo. It's part of our seminar, Journey to the Spiritual World, and it is also the most ecstatic part of the seminar.
Hare Krishna i dobrodošli. Danas ćemo imati posljednji dio našeg seminara Putovanje u duhovni svijet. Ovaj posljednji dio također je i najekstatičniji.
I'm a little bit sorry that some of the devotees who visited the seminar have had to leave already yesterday evening and this morning so that they cannot take part in this, but I have already heard that the tapes will circulate, so they will listen by the tape later.
Žao mi je što su neki bakte koji su prisustvovali ovom seminaru već jučer na večer i jutros morali otići, no čuo sam da će kazete sigurno cirkulirati okolo, tako da mogu poslušati ovaj dio seminara na taj način.
Today we will sing Jai Radha Madhava, and afterwards we will try to sing this again. We need to give a medang. Ogi, you know also the dun 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 dun. Somewhat. Maybe then you should give the medanga to Ananda Chaitanya. Or you are also. At least in theory you know, isn't it?
Danas ćemo, nakon što pijemo Jaya Radha Madhava, ponovo pokušati spjevati ovu pjesmu koju smo jučer pjevali.
Yes. So, Hare Krishna, I wish you a wonderful good morning. I hope that you are able to absorb this seminar. We will try to make it as easy as possible and as happy as possible. I can well understand that
many of us have lost their voices and their hearts during yesterday's Sankirtan in the town of Pula. Many of you have told me that also during the Nam Sankirtan or the Nam Yajna in the evening, they made a wonderful experience of Krishna's presence in his holy names and in the deities. So this session, which is our last session, I want to take you out of the material world, if possible. Oh, sorry, I forget that we have a translation, and bring you to Krishna. I'm sorry, I forgot you. Please excuse me.
Hare Krishna, dobro vam jutro. Danas ćemo dakle imati posljednji dio našeg seminara. Nadam se da ćete ga moći dobro lijepo apsorbirati. Pokušat ćemo ga učiniti čim jednostavnim i čim radosnim. Znam da su mnogi od vas ostavili svoje glasove i svoja srca jučer u Sankirtanu, a također su mi mnogi od vas prišli i rekli kako za vrijeme Nama Jage su imali prekrasno iskustvo da se Krišna ne razlikuje od svog imena i svojih božanstava.
Maybe you feel a little bit tired, but you are not the only one.
Možda se osjećate ponešto umornima, ali niste sami.
In introducing this last part of our seminar, I want to talk a little bit about some secrets of love.
Kako bih predstavio ovaj posljednji dio svog seminara, želim govoriti ponešto o tajnama ljubavi.
The Krishna consciousness movement is a movement of liberating love.
Pokret za svjesnost Krišne jest pokret ljubavi koja oslobađa.
We all have love in our hearts.
Svi u svojim srcima nosimo neku ljubav.
But around most of our, in most of our cases, there is a prison around this love.
No u većini slučajeva oko te ljubavi postoji vrsta zatvora.
It is not liberated love, but captured love.
Ta ljubav nije oslobođena, nego je zarobljena.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur describes very nicely how at the root of all human activities lies love, but in most cases that love is a prisoner.
Bhakti Vinod Thakur vrlo lijepo objašnjava kako u osnovici svih naših djelatnosti zapravo leži ljubav. Na većini slučajeva ta ljubav je pravi zatvorenik.
For instance, he describes a person who has great, great attachment to money.
On, na primjer, opisuje osobu koja ima vrlo, vrlo snažnu vezanost za novac.
This attachment is a misdirected form of his love, an imprisoned form of his love.
Ta ljubav prema novcu zapravo predstavlja njegovu pogrešno usmjerenu ljubav, ljubav koja je zarobljena na krivi način.
He describes when you project your love on money, it becomes greed.
On kaže kada svoju ljubav projicirate na novac, ona postaje pohlepa.
And when you project your love on the body of someone else, then it can become lust.
A kada svoju ljubav projicirate na nečije tijelo, ona se može pretvoriti u požudu.
When you, for instance, project your love on the well-being of other human fellows, it becomes compassion.
Međutim, kada tu ljubav preslikate na dobrobit vaših čovječanstva, ona postaje samilost.
At the root is always love.
U temelju svega uvijek je ljubav.
Which takes different forms according to where it is projected.
Koja u skladu sa mjestom na koje se projicira ima različite oblike.
But these different forms of love are actually examples of imprisoned love.
Međutim, svi ti razni oblici ljubavi zapravo su oblici zarobljene ljubavi.
Krishna consciousness now means to free this love and bring it back to Krishna.
Svjesnost Krishne znači na koji način možemo osloboditi tu ljubav i usmjeriti je na Krishnu.
In our seminar we have discussed the liberation of love as it goes on this ladder, is it called in English ladder of love?
Na ovom smo seminaru raspravljali o oslobođenju ljubavi, predstavljajući to kroz ove stepenice.
Yes, the stepnica of love is this. The highest state of, you know, just like when you have fallen in a brunar, you may need a stepnica to climb out. So when you have fallen into the well of material existence, you require this stepnica to come to free your love.
Upravo kao što su stepenice potrebne da biste se izvukli iz bunara u koji ste upali, isto tako su vam potrebne ovakve stepenice da bi vas, kako ste upali u bunar materijalnog postojanja.
My dear devotees, I want to encourage you that you all use this stepnica in your life.
Dragi moji bakte, želim sve vas ohrabriti da iskoristite ove stepenice u svom životu.
Love is born really when there is faith.
Ljubav se zapravo rađa kad postoji vjera.
You, some of you are grihastas and you have fallen in love in the past with each other. I hope that it is not totally cold, that feeling. And you know, at one stage there must be a feeling of faith. I have faith in this person, that the association with him or her, and, or her is very good.
Mnogi od vas su grihaste i sigurno ste u prošlosti bili zaljubljeni, barem se nadamo da niste potpuno hladni jedni prema drugima. Kad postoji takva ljubav, sigurno mora postojati i određena vrsta vjere. Vi vjerujete toj osobi koju volite.
There is no question of love if there is no trust.
Nema ni govora o ljubavi ukoliko ne postoji povjerenje.
Of faith.
Ili vjera.
This faith is becoming stronger in the association of devotees and the execution of Krishna conscious activities.
Ova vjera jača u društvu sa baktama i kada djelujemo u skladu sa svjesnošću Krišne.
We can use as examples maybe the summer camp in Pula, where we had nice association with devotees and we also chanted a lot together. So I hope our attachment to Krishna has become stronger.
Kao primjer ovoga možemo uzeti ovaj kamp u Puli u kojem smo se puno družili sa baktama i zajedno pjevali, tako da se nadamo kako je ta vezanost sa Krišnu ponešto porasla.
Faith finally arrives at Nishta, the fifth step, where it is very firm and unshakable. It's a desired state which most of us want to have very much.
Ta vjera sazrijeva na nivou nište kada postaje vrlo čvrsta i nepokolebljiva. To je stupanj koji svaki od nas treba pokušati dostići.
Then we will have a big taste.
Da li ćemo
loving taste in the activities.
Ukus.
Molim.
Da li ćemo razviti taj snažan ukus.
Yes, this is ruchi, and then ashakti, the taste becomes even firmer.
To se naziva ruchi, potom dolazimo do stupnja ashakti, kada naš ukus još više ojača.
Then Krishna appears to us at this stage of bhava.
Tada nam se na ovom nivou bhave Krishna pojavljuje.
Before Krishna appears, however, he sends two energies into our hearts.
Međutim, prije no što se Krišna pojavi, on šalje dvije energije u naše srce.
It's called bliss.
One se nazivaju blaženstvo.
And knowledge.
I znanje.
And then these two energies transform our hearts so that we can actually start to perceive Krishna on the state of bhava.
Te dvije energije preobražavaju naše srce, tako da na nivou bave doista možemo vidjeti Krišnu.
Then we come to the next stage where Gop Kumar will arrive during the seminar, which is called the stage of prema. You can see it's already out of the blackboard or out of the material world, this stage.
Sljedeći stadij na kojem ćemo vidjeti danas Gop Kumara jest prema. Možemo vidjeti kako njega više ne možemo ni zapisati na ploču, kao da on zapravo ne pripada materijalnom svijetu.
Do you love mature figs? Do you love ripened figs? Figs.
Volite li zrele smokve?
We German devotees can go crazy after these figs, but you in Croatia, you have tasted many of them.
Mi bakti iz Njemačke možemo poluditi za tim smokvama, i vi ovdje u Hrvatskoj vjerojatno ste ih već okusili puno puta.
With šlagom, it must be.
Vjerojatno sa šlagom.
So when you go in this, there is also a sweet free fruit when you go on this ladder. This is result of climbing up. It's prema.
Kada se penjete po stepenicama, također dostižete do jednog vrlo slatkog i zrelog ploda koji se naziva prema.
This fruit of love of Godhead, or prema, consists of two important elements.
Taj plod ljubavi prema Bogu ili prema sastoji se od dva važna dijela.
It is a concentrated bliss.
To je koncentrirano blaženstvo.
Yes. Very thick.
Koje je vrlo gusto.
One drop of this prema, it is said, can make the whole world crazy with love of God. And it's so thick.
Kaže se da je prema tako gusta da samo jedna kap te preme može zaluditi cijeli
svijet. And the second element within this fruit of prema is that it has a great power. It has a power to pull Krishna into the heart and bind him there.
A rečeno je da je drugi element koji postoji u premi njena snažna moć da privuče Krišnu u naše srce i tamo ga veže.
When Krishna sees that in your heart is the fruit of prema,
kad
he Krishna becomes vidi, bound there.
Kad Krišna vidi da u vašem srcu postoji taj plod preme, on postane zarobljen tamo.
Then you can see, smell and taste him.
Onda ga možete vidjeti, okusiti i pomirisati.
It is described that this meeting of the Lord at the stage of prema is so strong that you lose your consciousness.
I rečeno je da je susret sa Gospodinom na ovom stupnju preme tako snažan da osoba gubi svijest.
And the only way you can awaken from this swoon is by the direct embrace of Krishna.
A jedini način na koji se možete probuditi iz te nesvjestice jest ako vas Krishna osobno zagrli.
We will hear about this a little bit when Gop Kumar finally meets with Krishna.
O tome ćemo slušati kasnije kad Gop Kumar konačno sretne Krishnu.
But for now let us summarize.
No, za sada ćemo napraviti sažetak.
If we want to meet Krishna, we have to go this. We will go on this ladder of liberating our love.
Želimo li sresti Krishnu, morat ćemo poći ovim stepenicama oslobađanja ljubavi.
After saying this highly theoretical thing, I want to raise my voice and my hands and proclaim something to you.
Nakon što sam izgovorio ove riječi koje su možda vrlo teoretske, želim podignuti svoj glas i svoje ruke te vam nešto objaviti.
I would like to tell you where you can start liberating your love.
Želim vam reći na kojem mjestu trebate početi oslobađati svoju ljubav.
Dear devotees, this is not often understood, but it's so important.
Dragi bakte, ovo često osobe ne mogu shvatiti, no vrlo je bitno.
You have to learn to make very kind and loving relationships between each other.
morate naučiti napraviti vrlo dobre i ljubazne međusobne odnose.
Someone who says I directly love Krishna, this love is not accepted by Krishna.
Ako osoba kaže ja volim izravno Krishnu, on neće prihvatiti takvu ljubav.
Someone who has impossible relationships with devotees and says I directly love Krishna, Krishna does not want to see this love.
Ako netko jednostavno kaže ja izravno volim Krišnu, ali ima nemoguće odnose sa baktama, Krišna neće biti zadovoljan takvom ljubavlju.
The moment you have impossible relationship with devotees, Krishna will turn his back to you.
Čim vaši odnosi s baktama postanu nemogući, Krišna će vam okrenuti leđa.
It is very important that our association amongst devotees becomes a very loving and affectionate association.
Vrlo je bitno da se s baktama družimo sa puno ljubavi i osjećaja.
It may not mean that I can just have the same deep relationships to each and singular individual.
To ne znači da sa svakim pojedincem mogu imati jednako duboke i snažne odnose.
It is natural that I will have deep relationships only with people of the same temperament.
Prirodno je da ću takve odnose imati samo sa osobama istog temperamenta.
But I should be kind and understanding even to the most beginner beginning Vaishnav.
Međutim, trebam biti ljubazan i pun razumijevanja čak i prema Vaishnavi koji je na najnižem stupnju napretka.
Then it's much easier possible to liberate the love and go this stepnica.
Tada će postati moguće da pređemo ove stepenice i oslobodimo svoju ljubav.
Now we will continue our wonderful narration.
Sada ćemo nastaviti s našom predivnom pripovijesti.
When Gop Kumar was in Vaikuntha, he was very glad to be in the association of Lord Narayan, but sometimes he felt very distressed.
Dok je Gop Kumar boravio na Vaikunti, bio je vrlo radostan u društvu gospodina Narayane, no ponekad bi postajao vrlo tjeskoban.
One day Narada Muni took him to the side and explained to him that there are still higher places on the journey to Goloka Vrindavan.
Narada Muni ga je stoga jednom pozvao sa strane te mu objasnio da na putu prema Goloka Vrindavani postoji još mnogo drugih mjesta.
He said, I think you want to go to that cowherd boy who plays with his flute, whose eyes are like the lotus flowers and who has innumerable relationships to his innumerable devotees.
On je rekao, čini mi se da želiš poći do onog dječaka pastira koji svira na svojoj flauti, čije su oči nalik lotosovim cvjetovima i koji ima beskonačno mnogo odnosa sa beskonačnim brojem svojih bakta.
But you should go to Ayodhya now, the place of Lord Rama.
No, sad trebaš poći u Ayodhya na mjesto gdje boravi gospodin Rama.
Ayodhya and Dwaraka are special provinces of the spiritual world which lie a little bit in which lie in Vaikuntha, and you can go directly there. You don't need to ask Lord Narayan for permission.
Ayodhya i zatraš poču Ayodhya i Dwaraku, koje su posebne provincije Vaikunte, kako bi tamo tišao nije potrebno da moliš dopuštenje od gospodina Narayane.
But I want to tell you something.
No, želio bih vam nešto reći.
And please listen now very carefully, because this instruction of Narada Muni will prepare you for a mature interreligious understanding.
Međutim, saslušajte sada što je rekao Narada Muni. To je vrlo važno kako biste razvili zrelo interreligijsko poimanje.
See, sometimes when devotees come into a Christian monastery or an Muslimic moshe or into South Indian temple where Lord Vishnu or Lord Narayan is worshipped, they feel uncomfortable because they don't see their particular form of God, the Vrindavan Krishna, worshipped.
Kada bhakte dođu u neku kršćansku crkvu, u muslimansku džamiju, pa čak i u neke južnoindijske hramove u kojima se obožavaju gospodin Višnu i gospodin Narayana, osjećaju određenu nelagodu zato što tamo ne mogu vidjeti oblik gospodina Krišne koji obično obožavaju.
So Narada Muni knows that Gop Kumar is a devotee of Gopala.
Narada Muni je znao da je Gop Kumar bhakta Gopale.
But he still sends him first to Ayodhya, the capital of Lord Rama.
Al ipak ga je najprije poslao u Ayodhya, glavni grad gospodina Rame.
And he gives him an instruction how he should perceive what he will see there.
I on mu daje upute na koji način treba shvatiti ono što će tamo vidjeti.
If you think, he says, that you are an exclusive devotee of Gopal, how can you love Rama? Then know the following.
Ako si ti zapravo bhakta gospodina Gopale, kako možeš onda voljeti gospodina Ramu? Zbog toga trebaš saslušati sljedeće.
You must do the process which you...
Trebaš saslušati sljedeće.
You must do the process which you... to worship your own Lord.
Trebaš vršiti proces kojim obožavaš vlastitog gospodina.
But wherever you see some shimmer of that Lord,
no, gdje god vidite neki odraz tog gospodina,
you should love that place.
Trebali biste voljeti to mjesto.
I could bring this instruction down to our reality.
Ako ovu uputu dovedete u našu stvarnost,
whenever you see a Christian or Islamic or a devotee of Narayan who worship God with a good feeling, love that place.
Kad god vidite da se negdje obožava gospodin po nekim kršćanskim, islamskim ili južnoindijskim pravilima, trebalo bi se voljeti to mjesto.
But do not become bewildered as far as the process is concerned.
Ali nemojte postati zbunjeni što se tiče procesa.
You must do your process to reach your form of the Lord with full heart and soul.
Trebate punom dušom i srcem slijediti svoj proces kako biste dostigli svog gospodina.
A broad vision is necessary, but don't become a wishy-washy in your practice.
Potrebna je jedna široka perspektiva, međutim to ne znači da u svojoj praksi trebate postati razvodnjeni.
So Gop Kumar starts chanting the mantra and he comes into, all of a sudden, into an area where he sees many wonderful monkeys in different colors.
Tako je Gop Kumar počeo izgovarati svoju mantru, te došao na području u kojem je vidio jako veliki broj majmuna u raznim bojama.
Some of these colorful monkeys who carry also clubs and other weapons are sailing and floating through the air towards a town. And he follows them.
Neki od tih raznobojnih majmuna koji u rukama nose topuze i drugo oružje lebde zrakom te idu prema jednom gradu, a on ih slijedi.
And as he enters the town, he sees a stream of people going into a palace and he goes with them.
I dok ulazi u grad vidi ogromnu povorku ljudi koji ulaze u jednu palaču, te on polazi s njima.
And there on a beautiful throne he sees Lord Rama with a greenish complexion. Next to him is Mother Sita, who blesses everyone.
I tamo je na prekrasnom prijestolju gledao gospodina Ramu zelenkaste puti, s čije lijeve strane je sjedila majka Sita.
Yes, and he
koja svakoga blagoslivlja.
He sees Lakshman with his bow and arrow.
Tamo je ugledao Lakshmana sa svojim lukom i strijelama.
And Hanuman.
Te Hanumana.
And he's very, very happy in the association of Rama.
I jako je sretan družići se s gospodinom Ramom.
May duty him. After some time,
he feels how his heart is not yet totally satisfied, so that one day Lord Rama speaks to him.
Međutim, nakon nekog vremena je shvatio da u srcu nije u potpunosti zadovoljan, te je gospodin Rama porazgovarao s njim.
And tells him, why don't you go onwards in your way to Dvaraka?
I onda mu je on rekao, zašto ne pođeš dalje svojim putem do Dvarake?
Which Gop Kumar does. He chants his mantra, and by the force of the mantra he is entering into a beautiful town by the shore of an ocean.
I to je bilo upravo ono što je Gop Kumar učinio. Izgovorio je svoju mantru te se našao u predivnom gradu na obali oceana.
And also in this town there is a palace and he enters it.
U tom gradu također je postojala palača u koju je on ušao.
And there on the throne he sees the four-handed form of Krishna.
I tamo je na prijestolju ugledao Krišnin četvororuki oblik.
And he is very happy.
On je jako sretan.
He begins to play his flute.
Počinje svirati na svoj flauti.
But when he plays the flute, Uddhava comes and says, take this little thing away.
No kada je zasvirao na svoje flauti, prišao mu je Udava i rekao mu je, molim te spremi tu stvarčicu.
Our Lord and Master becomes very sad when he hears the sound of the flute.
Naš gospodin i gospodar postaje vrlo žalostan kada čuje zvuk flaute.
Just the other, because he remembers his dear devotees in Vrindavan.
Jer se sjeti svojih dragih bhakta u Vrindavani.
Just the other day he did not get up.
Baš jednog neki dan nije ustao.
But he cried underneath a cushion in his bedroom, thinking of Radha and the gopis, and also the gopas like Sridham and Subal.
Već je ostao u svojoj spavonici, plaćući pod jastukom i želeći za Šrimati Radharani, sjećajući se nje, drugih gopija i raznih gopa kao što su Sridhama i ostali.
Stay here, but please don't play the flute.
Ostani ovdje, ali molim te, nemoj svirati na flauti.
So I will make it a little short. Gop Kumar stays there, but later is not fully satisfied, so that Uddhava and Narada Muni, two great devotees of Lord Krishna, take him aside and give him the last instructions which you also need.
I da skratim priču, Gop Kumar je tamo ostao, međutim i dalje nije bio u potpunosti zadovoljan. Kad su to vidjeli, prišli su mu Udava i Narada Muni, dvojica velikih bhakta gospodina Krišne, te su ga poveli sa strane i objasnili mu znanje koje ćete sada čuti.
They say, you are very fortunate.
Oni su rekli, ti si jako sretna osoba.
You must know that beyond the town of Dvaraka is the most beautiful lotus flower, which is called Goloka Vrindavan.
Oni su rekli, moraš znati da izvan zidova grada Dvarake postoji prekrasan lotus koji se naziva Goloka Vrindavana.
Although the trees are wish-fulfilling desire trees,
i iako su stabla tamo ispunjavaju sve želje,
which can give a person everything he wants, still the devotees of Vrindavan do not want to wish to desire any material opulences from them, because they fear they will disturb the leelas of the Lord, who is playing just like a cowherd boy.
I iako ta stabla mogu ispuniti svačije želje, bhakti u Vrindavani ne žele ih moliti ni za kakva materijalna obilja, jer smatraju da bi time uznemirili gospodina koji se tamo zabavlja u obliku dječaka pastira.
In Goloka Vrindavan, Krishna is very merciful to his devotees.
Na Goloka Vrindavani Krishna je vrlo ljubazan, milostiv prema svojim prijateljima.
He becomes the servant of the devotees there.
On na tom mjestu postaje sluga bhakta.
He allowed Mother Yashoda, when he was naughty, to bind him at the place where you grind
grinding mortar,
thank you.
Kada je bio zločest, dopustio da ga majka Yashoda veže za drveni žrvanj.
When the gopis tell him dance now, he dances.
Kada gopije kažu sada pleši, on zapleše.
Even the cows and the birds and the deers, they are full of ecstatic loving emotions for Krishna.
Čak i krave, ptice i srne osjećaju tu zanosnu ljubav prema Krišni.
And the gopis there are so attached to Krishna's darshan that they curse the creator Brahma that he has made eyes which blink momentarily so that they don't see for that little split second the wonderful form of Krishna.
A gopije su toliko vezane za darshan sa gospodinom Krišnom da proklinju stvoritelja Brahmu što je napravio kapke koji trepću za jednu djelić sekunde u kojem one ne mogu vidjeti Krišnu.
Then Uddhava and Narada begin to cry in ecstasy.
Tada su Uddhava i Narada Muni počeli plakati u zanosu.
Oh, the leelas of Krishna! Let us describe you some Krishna leela now.
Sad ćemo ti pisati neke Krišnine lile.
He lifts the mountain Govardhan and asks all the inhabitants of Vrindavan to stand underneath.
On podiže brdo Govardhan i moli sve stanovnike Vrindavana da se sklone pod njega.
And when he plays his flute, the wives of the demigods fall out of their airplanes in ecstasy.
A kada svira na svojoj flauti, žene polubogova u zanosu padaju iz svojih letjelica.
Yes. You must go there.
Moraš poći na to mjesto.
Medyutam. To go there you must go back to Vrindavan on this earth.
Međutim, kako bi tamo otišao, ponovno se moraš vratiti na Vrindavan, na planetu Zemlju.
You must go, you know, back into the universe which you have left. And go to Vrindavan.
Ponovo se moraš vratiti u svemir kojeg si napustio, te poći u Vrindavan.
Because only in Vrindavan on the earth you can get the qualification to enter into Goloka Vrindavan.
Jer samo u Vrindavani na zemlji možeš steći potrebne kvalifikacije da uđeš na Goloka Vrindavanu.
Gop Kumar began to close his eyes, and when he closed them, he chanted his mantra, and he felt that someone was carrying him away very swiftly.
Gop Kumar je zatvorio oči i počeo izgovarati tvoju mantru i tada je osjetio kako ga netko vrlo hitro odnosi.
When he finally opened his eyes again, he saw the Govardhan hill and the Yamuna just next to him. He was in Vrindavan.
Kad je ponovo otvorio oči, ravno pred sobom ponovo je ugledao breg Govardhan i Yamunu, našao se u Vrindavanu.
Now, I want to interrupt the story a little.
Sad želim prekinuti ovu priču.
Why do you think he always had to go back to Vrindavan?
Što mislite, zašto se uvijek morao vraćati u Vrindavan?
Isn't this very special?
Nije li to nešto vrlo posebno?
You look at me with no idea.
Gledate u meni sa pogledom, nemam nikakvu
yes.
ideju. It says Krishna is in Vrindavan.
Krishna is in Vrindavan. Yeah, but why couldn't he? Krishna is also in Goloka Vrindavan.
Da, ali Krishna također na Goloka Vrindavanu. Zašto nije tamo pošao?
For Goloka Vrindavan. Yeah. Uh-huh, yes. Matajis have an imaginative idea.
Čini mi se da Mataji imaju nekih zanimljivih ideja.
Dolores, I could not acoustically understand you. Now if you double your voice again, the intensity of your voice, I would hear.
Mm-hmm. njegov izvorni položaj da bude na Goloka Vrindavana, ne negdje drugdje.
Yeah. I am sorry I have not understood you because I have become old and the hearing is soon I will go like.
Žao mi, nisam to dobro razumio, jer već starim, pa
you have all understood, so
no, svi vi ste shvatili.
Yes.
Zato što njegov duhovni učitelj uvijek tamo kad god dođe na to mjesto.
Ja. Ja.
Kako bi otišao na Goloka Vrindavan, prvo ovdje morao pronaći ključ koji može, način na koji može doći tamo.
Your answers are wonderful.
Vaši su odgovori izuzetno dobri.
But they can be still refined.
Ali još uvijek možemo malo profiniti.
The reason is that in order to enter Goloka Vrindavan, you need to liberate your love.
Razlog tome je da morate osloboditi svoju ljubav ako želite doći do Goloka Vrindavana.
And Vrindavan on this earth is a place where conditioned souls can go and obtain the treasure of Radharani's mercy.
Vrindavan na ovoj zemlji mjesto na koje duše mogu poći kako bi dostigle Radharaninu milost.
You can, you might remember, whenever Gop Kumar went back to Vrindavan, he was stepping one step higher on our stepnica. He is already full of bhava.
Kao što ste mogli primijetiti, Gop Kumar se vratio u Vrindavan svaki put kada bi prešao jednu od naših stepenica. Sada se već nalazi na nivou bhave.
Now he needs the mercy of Prema Mayi Radhe, of Radharani who is full with Prema, which he can get only on Goloka, on the Vrindavan here, to go there.
I sada mu je potrebna milost Prema Mayi Radhe, odnosno Shrimati Radharani koja je ispunjena milošću, kako bi se mogao uspjeti na Goloka Vrindavanu.
When Gop Kumar began, when he was in Vrindavan, he began to chant Krishna's names.
Kada je bio u Vrindavanu, počeo je pjevati Krishna imena.
He began to meditate a lot about the lilas of Krishna.
I počeo je jako puno meditirati na Krishnine zabave.
And finally, this feeling of love entered his heart.
I napokon je taj osjećaj ljubavi preplavio, ušao u njegovo srce.
I will describe to you now for 3 more minutes the state of Gop Kumar and then we make a little pause.
Sada ću vam još 3 minute opisivati u kakvom se stanju nalazio Gop Kumar, a potom ćemo imati stanku.
But I want to request all of you to not listen with a material understanding because you will not be able to understand what you hear now if you compare it to any experiences in this world. Although we have to give comparisons from the world because otherwise we have no idea what we are talking about.
Želio bih sve vas zamoliti da sada dok ovo slušate ne pokušavate to usporediti ni sa čim u materijalnom svijetu, iako takve usporedbe ipak moraju postojati kako bi se barem pokušali sve to opisati
i shvatiti. I must tell you that Gop Kumar now gets the beginning of prema, that is bhava.
Gop Kumar je, moramo sad reći, dobio bhavu koja je početak preme.
The bhava started already before, but now it becomes full, and when bhava becomes full grown, it becomes prema.
On je bavu stekao već ranije, međutim ona se sada razvija. Kad ta bava u potpunosti postane zrela, ona se pretvara u premu.
Yes. When he is in Vrindavan, it's impossible for him to find out if he has fallen into nectar or into a forest fire. So strong are the feelings which overwhelm him.
Osjećaj koji su ga preplavljivali bili su toliko snažni da on nije bio siguran lazili se u nektar ili u šumskom požaru.
He begins to cry after Krishna.
počeo je plakati za Krišnom.
And falls unconsciously on the ground.
I pao je bez svijesti na tlo.
Now while he is lying, he feels some hands touching him very lovingly and wiping the dust from his body.
Dok je tako ležao, osjetio kako ga neke ruke sa velikom nježnošću dodiruju i miču prašinu sa njegovog tijela.
And when he opened his eye, opens his eyes, he sees it's Krishna who wipes his body.
I kada je otvorio oči, vidio da je Krishna taj koji je brisao njegovo tijelo.
Gop Kumar again loses his consciousness.
Gop Kumar je ponovo pao u nesvijest.
But then he smells the sweet fragrance of Krishna's body.
No, tada je namirisao prekrasan miris Krishnog tijela, te se probudio.
He tries to get up and catch Krishna. Don't go now. Please don't go.
Ustao je pokušao uhvatiti gospodina Krishnu. Molim te, nemoj ići, ostani.
But Krishna moves a little bit away and starts playing his flute.
No, Krishna se počeo odmicati svirajući na svojoj flauti.
He runs after Krishna, but all of a sudden Krishna is behind him and plays with him like a boy.
On je potrčao za Krishnom, no Krishna se odjednom našao njemu za leđa. On se poigrava s njim kao dičak.
Finally, Gop Kumar, while running after Krishna, falls into the Yamuna.
I na posljedku, trčići tako za Krishnom, Gop Kumar pada u Yamunu.
Now he sees that the Yamuna is not just H2O, some water, but it's a divine personality.
I tada je shvatio da Yamuna nije samo H2O, obična voda, već je to božanska osoba.
And he becomes carry as he floats in the Yamuna, a transcendental aircraft comes.
I dok je tako plutao nošen Yamuninim valovima, po njega je došla nebeska letjelica.
And flies with the speed of the mind in the direction of Goloka Vrindavan, carrying him on board.
Koja je brzinom uma letjela prema Goloka Vrindavani, povevši i njega.
As he was flying this divine path, he sees everything what he saw.
Dok je tako prolazio ovu božansku stazu, vidio je sve mjesta na kojima je ranije bio.
He goes through all the different lokas and crosses through the seven layers.
On prelazi razne loke te nastavlja kroz sedam omotača.
He comes out and goes flies over Sadashiva Loka, Vaikuntha, Ayodhya, Dwaraka, and finally enters into the lotus flower of Goloka Vrindavan, which Gauranga Sundara has painted with great artful design.
On izlazi iz svemira, prelijeće sada Shiva Loku, nadlijeće planete Vaikunte, Ayodhya, Dvaraku, te ulazi na lotos Goloka Vrindavane koji je Gauranga Sundara vrlo umjetnički naslikao.
Now we will make a pause. It will be an active pause.
Sada ćemo napraviti stanku, ona će biti aktivna stanka.
I would like to show you the last of your prana yama breathing exercises.
Želio bih vam pokazati posljednju treću od vaših prana yama vježbi disanja.
But those of you who have no time or who need to do something in this time, we will start at 11:30, you will hear the last part of the seminar.
Međutim, oni od vas koji nešto trebaju napraviti, mogu sada početi to obaviti, pa ćemo sa posljednjim dijelom našeg seminara početi u 11:30.
Yeah. Those who want to learn those pranayama exercises, please come outside and stand at the same positions where you used to stand before.
Oni koji žele naučiti ovo pranajama vježbe, zamolio bih da izađu van te stanu na iste položaje kao i...
And now we want to, because Gop Kumar now goes back home, back to Godhead, we want to sing again our song, the Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda, I think you remember.
I s obzirom da se Gop Kumar sada vraća kući natrag Bogu, želio bih da otpijemo ponovo ovu pjesmu Šri Krišna Gopala Hare Mukunda. Nadam se da se sjećate.
We will make a recording of this, so please sing loud so that
Ovo ćemo snimati, tako da vas molim da glasno pjevate kako bi se čulo.
When Gop Kumar finally arrived in Goloka Vrindavan, he saw something very extraordinary in the residence there.
Kad je Gop Kumar naposljetku stigao na Goloka Vrindavanu, u tamošnjim stanovnicima vidio je nešto izuzetno.
They were different from all kinds of all the residents of the other lokas which he had visited, because you could feel around them such, or in their such an amount of, it was just very, very different to be in their.
Od stanovnika svih drugih tako izuzetnima bila je ljubav kojom su zračili, a koja je činila da da su u njihovom prisustvu osjećate puno drugačije.
Some of them were picking.
Neki su od njih brali cvijeće.
Others were herding cows.
Drugi su čuvali krave.
But there was no Gopal.
Ali nije bilo.
When he looked at them, that someone had stolen their minds and hearts away.
I kad bi ih osoba gledala, učinilo bi joj se kao da su joj ukrali, kao da su tim ljudima neko ukrao um i srce.
He asked them to speak to him.
Zamolio ih je da razgovaraju s njim.
But they didn't even see him.
No, oni ga čak nisu ni vidjeli.
He moved his hands in sign language and encouraged them to answer, but there was no reaction.
Obratio bi mi se govoreći rukama, te ih je molio da i oni njemu odvrate na sličan način, ali nije dobio nikakvog odgovora.
Finally, he saw an old man who was saying again and again and again and again, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. It seems that he was living by saying the word Krishna.
Odjedanput je ugledao jednog starca koji je neprekidno iznova, iznova i iznova izgovorio riječ Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Činilo se kao da održava svoj život izgovarajući tu riječ.
He was waving his hand. Ali there was someone who was talking, at least.
Barem nekoga tko je govorio.
And with great difficulties he managed to bring him out of his trance and asked him a question.
I s velikom poteškoćom uspio ga je izvući iz njegovog transa te da razgovara s njim.
Where is Krishna?
Gdje je Krishna?
Oh, he has left this morning, said the man.
Otišao jutros, rekao je čovjek.
But you go to Nanda Baba's palace and sit there and wait. He will most properly return in the afternoon, late afternoon.
Ali najbolje je da pođeš u kuću Nanda Babe i da tamo čekaš. Sigurno bi se trebao vratiti u kasno poslijepodne.
When he followed his outstretched arm, he arrived at the palace and sat on the stepnica, on the stairs, and there he saw many wonderful things.
Sljedeći uperenu ruku tog čovjeka, on je krenuo tim putem, te je sjeo pred kuću Nanda Maharadže na stepenice, gdje je vidio mnoge čudesne stvari.
And as he was sitting there, he saw the gopis who were churning the butter.
Dok je tako sjedio, vidio je gopije koje su bučkale maslac.
And they were singing about Krishna's pastimes.
I pjevale su o Krišnim zabavama.
Now, after some time,
nakon nekog vremena,
Gop Kumar felt his being flashed, or let me say, overwhelmed by streams of nectar.
Sjedeći tako, Gop Kumar je osjetio kako cijelo njegovo biće
And he felt an indescribable pulling in his heart, which seemed to pull him in one direction.
I osjetio je snažan poriv u svom srcu, za koji se činilo da ga neprekidno vuče u jednom smjeru.
Finally he could hear in the back the sweet sound, but they were very far away, but he could hear the sweet sound of flutes.
I odjedan put je u daljini mogao čuti slatke zvuke flaute.
And the mmm of cows.
I mukanje krava.
Yes. Then he heard all kinds of songs in the air.
Tada je u zraku čuo razne vrste pjesama.
By now the whole village of Vrindavan was on its leg.
Sada je
and the cows were around him and the cowherd boys were there and they were dancing like always. The cowherd dance, cowherd boy dance.
On je plesao i svirao na svojoj flauti okružen kravama i dječacima pastirima i svi su oni plesali na sebi po specifičan način.
Like on any other day.
To je sve bilo upravo kao bilo kojeg drugog dana.
But all of a sudden his friend Sridham stopped him. Krishna, there amongst the residents of your village Vrindavan is that is Sarup.
I on mu rekao, pogledaj Krishna, među stanovnicima Vrindavane, tamo među njima nalazi se Sarup.
Our friend has come back from the material world.
Naš se prijatelj vratio iz materijalnog svijeta.
And when Krishna heard Sridham say this, all of a sudden, he was overwhelmed.
Kad je Krishna čuo te Sridhamove riječi, jedan put je i on postao potpuno ponesen time.
He saw how one boy came running from the crowd of the Vrijpasis and he started to run towards that boy also.
Vidio je kako je jedan dječak potrčao iz skupine Vrijpasija i on je pojurio prema tom dječaku.
Krishna was dressed with a garland of forest flowers.
Krishna je bio odjeven i ovjenčan vijencem od šumskog cvijeća.
The garland was going like this.
I dok je trčao, vijenac mu se na ovaj način njihao.
Yes. Whenever Krishna stepped on the ground became bathed in light.
Gdje god bi Krishna stao na tlo, ono bi postalo okupano svjetlošću.
And wherever his steps went, lotus flowers came out of the ground.
A gdje god bi položio svoje stopala, izrasli bi lotosovi cvjetovi.
So Gop Kumar could see Krishna running towards him and he ran towards Krishna.
Tako je Gop Kumar mogao vidjeti Krishnu koji je trčao prema njemu, a on je trčao prema Krishni.
He saw the ornaments around Krishna's beauty, on Krishna's beautiful body.
Vidio je sve ukrase na Krishnom prekrasnom tijelu.
And he saw how his lotus feet were dancing over the ground as he was running.
I vidio je kako njegova lotosova stopala poigravaju na tlu dok je trčao.
Krishna's steps did not look like an ordinary running, but more like the elegant dancing of a dancer he came.
Krishnino hodanje nije nalikovalo bilo kakvom trčanju, to je zapravo bilo sličnije nekom umjetničkom plesaču koji je plesao
se ples. When they finally met,
kada su se konačno susreli,
they embraced,
zagrlili su se,
and both of them fell unconsciously on the floor.
I obojica su bez svijesti palo na tlo.
Gop Kumar was the first one who awoke from that swoon.
Gop Kumar se prvi probudio iz te nesvjestice.
And he could see how Krishna was lying on the floor, muddying the ground with his tears of ecstasy.
I vidio Krishnu dok je kako leži na tlu i kako se zemlja pod njim pretvara u blato zbog suza zanosa koje su tekli iz njegovih očiju.
Some of the gopis became highly reserved because they thought maybe this newcomer is a demon in disguise who is wanting to kill our Gopal.
Neke su gopije odjednom postale vrlo rezervirane jer su pomisle možda je ova nova osoba neki demon koja želi ubiti našeg Gopala.
Look, he is now on the ground, our Gopal.
Pogledaj, naš Gopal sad leži na tlu.
But Balaram said, wait.
Ali Balaram je rekao, čekajte.
He's a great devotee who has returned.
On je veliki bhakta koji se vratio.
And yet then he said to Krishna, to Gopkumar, you have to bring Krishna back to life now.
A potom je rekao Gopkumaru, sad ponovo moraš oživjeti Krishnu.
He's so happy to see you returning back.
On je tako sretan što vidi da si se vratio.
You must now embrace Krishna with your hands.
Sada moraš zagrliti Krishnu svojim rukama.
And you must touch Krishna's body and loudly call out his name, Krishna, Krishna.
Moraš zagrliti njegovo tijelo i glasno povikati Krishna, Krishna.
We should all say this together. We need to awake Krishna now.
Mislim da sad svi ovo trebamo zajedno izgovoriti kako bismo probudili Krishnu.
Krishna, Krishna. Hari Bol. Then Krishna was opening his lotus eyes, which were filled with tears.
Krishna je rastvorio svoje lotosolike oči koje su bile ispunjene suzama.
And he looked around with his eyes and became very shy.
Pogledao je oko sebe i postao vrlo sramežljiv.
He looked on the ground. He was so happy.
Pogledao na tlo i bio jako sretan.
Then Krishna addressed Gopkumar. This is now a very important detail which you must understand.
I tada se Krishna obratio Gopkumaru. Ova pojedinost koju ću vam sad ispričati vrlo je bitna.
He didn't say dobrodošli Gopkumar. He called him by another name, a spiritual name. He called him by the name Sarup.
I on nije pozvao nije rekao Gopkumaru dobrodošao Gopkumar, već ga je pozvao po njegovom duhovnom imenu Sarup.
Sometimes devotees think Krishna will call them when they go back to Godhead by their initiated names, and I also thought this in the sometimes.
Kad bhakte misle da će ih Krishna na povratku u duhovni svijet pozvati imenom koje su primili na inicijaciji, ja sam to isto mislio neko vrijeme.
But we have another identity.
No, mi imamo drugi identitet.
I remember once how one name was given. It was a devotee who could not rise early in the morning. Anyways, I have to be careful to you know, I dropped that point. What I want to say is each one of you has a spiritual identity which is known to Krishna.
Ono što želim reći jest da svatko od vas ima svoj identitet koji Krishna poznaje.
And that identity has nothing to do with the physical body which we have at this present moment.
I taj identitet nema nikakve veze s našim trenutnim tijelom, fizičkim tijelom koje imamo u ovom trenutku.
So we also have an eternal relationship with Krishna, which is in that spiritual identity.
I to stoga mi svi imamo određeni odnos sa Krishnom koji se nalazi u tom duhovnom identitetu.
Gopkumar, or let us call him now Sarup, was so happy to be in the presence of Krishna again, and Krishna took his hand and together with him they went into the village of Vrindavan. Krishna was so happy he would not let go of Gopkumar's or Sarup's hands. He just couldn't let go. He was so happy.
Krishna je uhvatio Gopkumara za ruku i sad ćemo ga zvati Sarup, te je s njim krenuo natrag prema selu Vrindavane. Krishna bio tako sretan što mu se on vratio, da ga jednostavno nije nikako mogao pustiti, neprekidno ga držao za ruku.
Finally you have come back, where were you for so long?
Napokon si se vratio, gdje si bio tako dugo?
I had to personally come as Jayanta to bring you back.
Morao sam se osobno pojaviti kao Jayanta kako bih te vratio.
But it was such a long time.
No, bilo je potrebno tako mnogo vremena.
Now you may not leave me again.
Molim te, nemoj me ponovo ostaviti.
So there are now many pastimes which are told in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita, which Sarup experienced with Krishna.
U Brihad Bhagavatamriti opisane su brojne zabave koje je Sarup iskusio sa Krishnom.
Maybe at another time I can tell you some of them.
Možda ću vam neki drugi put moći ispričati neka od njih.
But now is not the time because we lost 2 days of seminars and I want to conclude the seminar.
Ali sada nije pravo vrijeme to jer smo već izgubili 2 dana ovog seminara te želim doći do nekog zaključka.
Sanatan Goswami describes one thing which you need to know still.
Sanatan Goswami opisuje jednu stvar koju još uvijek trebate saznati.
He describes that there is a mystery in Goloka Vrindavan.
On opisuje kako u Goloka Vrindavanu postoji određena misterija.
And that mystery is that although Krishna has innumerable devotees, each one of the devotees thinks and experiences that Krishna is only there for him or her.
Iako u Goloka Vrindavani postoji nebrojno mnogo bhakta, ipak svako od njih smatra i ima to iskustvo da se Krišna tamo nalazi isključivo jedino zbog njih.
And there is a second mystery.
Postoji druga misterija.
Although they are always together with Krishna.
Iako su oni uvijek zajedno s Krišnom.
They never get tired of their meetings.
Nikad se ne umaraju na takvim sastancima.
Instead they have an ever fresh desire to enjoy their companies.
Upravo suprotno, njihova želja da uživaju u Krišnom društvu uvijek je svježa.
Gop Kumar or Sarup finally begins to describe to the Brahmana who is his disciple how he feels in Goloka Vrindavan.
I Gop Kumar, odnosno Sarupa, sada počinje napokon objašnjavati svom učeniku Brahmani kako se osjeća u duhovnom svijetu.
He says that the nature of living in Goloka is that you never want to leave that place.
On kaže, priroda života na Goloki je takva da nikad ne želite napustiti to mjesto.
He says, it's so enchanting that not for a moment I can leave the lotus feet of Krishna.
On kaže, to je tamo tako očaravajuće da ni za trenutak ne mogu napustiti Krišnina lotosova stopala.
And he then says, I can't describe this to you.
I on kaže, ne mogu ti to opisati.
But I'm trying because Srimati Radharani told me this morning.
No, pokušavam to učiniti jer mi Srimati Radharani naredila to jutros.
And then he tells Gop Kumar a secret.
I zatim on govori jednu tajnu.
Do you know one thing?
Znaš li jednu stvar?
The Vrindavan here in which we are sitting is not different from the Goloka Vrindavan there.
Ovaj Vrindavan u kojem sad sjedimo ne razlikuje se od Goloka Vrindavana gore na duhovnom nebu.
But I only can see this now.
Ali to mogu vidjeti tek sada.
Therefore sometimes I'm there and sometimes I'm here.
I stoga sam katkad tamo, a ponekad sam ovdje.
In this Raj there is gopas, gopis, cows, Yamuna and Govardhan, and it's also there.
U ovoj vrađi postoje gope, gopije, Yamune. Kođer postoji tamo gore. Pogledao prema tom Brahmani.
For our devotees who have just come today, I must explain that the Brihad Bhagavatamrita is a story within a story within a story 3 times. Within a story 4 times.
Za one bhakte koji su tek danas stigli, želim objasniti kako je Brihad Bhagavatamrita priča u sve zakomplicirao, samo sam ispričao jednu priču koja se nalazi u drugoj priči.
Let us for a moment go to the first story.
Za trenutak ćemo se vratiti u prvu priču.
There is a Brahmana who chants the Gopal Gayatri mantra and who is moved by the mantra to find out more about it, and in Vrindavan he sees in the Kunj Sarupa or Gop Kumar.
Postoji jedan Brahmana koji je izgovarao Gopal mantru i koji je njome bio potaknut da sazna nešto više o njoj. Tako dolazi u Vrindavan i u jednom kunđu susreće Gop Kumara.
And to inspire him, Gop Kumar tells him his life story, how he went back to Godhead.
I kako bi ga nadahnuo, Gop Kumar mu priča priču o tome kako se on sam vratio na Goloka Vrindavanu.
And then he explains that I'm only coming to Vrindavan because of the order of and meeting and meet you because of the order of Radharani this morning.
I tamo objašnjava, ja sam došao u ovaj Vrindavan samo zato što mi je to jutros naredila Šrimati Radharani.
This morning, he says to the Brahmana, Radharani told me, go immediately to Vrindavan, there is a great devotee coming.
Jutros mi je Radharani prišla i rekla, odmah pođi u Vrindavan, jedan veliki bhakta će tamo doći.
And instruct him so that he can get very quickly the mercy of Krishna.
I uputi ga na taj način da vrlo brzo može steći Krišninu milost.
So then Sarup Gop Kumar looks at the Brahmana.
Tada je Sarup, odnosno Gop Kumar, pogledao u Brahmanu.
And the Brahmana is in ecstasy.
Brahmana je bio u zanosu.
However, this love of Krishna, this prema, is not yet in his heart.
U njegovom srcu još uvijek se nije razvila ta ljubav prema Krišni ili prema.
So Sarup does something to give him that prema.
I tako je Sarup nešto činio kako bi mu dao tu premu.
He does something which will also happen hopefully in one of our lives.
Daje mu nešto za što se nadamo da će se također dogoditi u našem životu.
He gives him his mercy.
Daje mu svoju milost.
Touches his head.
Dodiruje njegovu glavu.
And then the Brahmana goes, Krishna, Krishna, that prema is in his heart.
I kada je prema ušla u njegovo srce, Brahmana je rekao, Krishna, Krishna.
And he begins to say, I want the darshan of Kishora Shekhar, of that beautiful young boy with blooming eyes.
I onda rekao, želim imati darshan s tim prekrasnim dječakom Kishora Shekharom, čije su oči nalik lotosima.
And he pays his obeisances to Sarup.
On odaje svoje poštovanje Sarupi.
Can you show me Krishna?
Možeš li mi pokazati Krishnu?
He goes to all the animals in the forest of Vrindavan and to the trees and says, can you show me Krishna?
On je tada počeo prelaziti svim životinjama i svim stablima u šumi Vrindavana i postavio pitanje, gdje je Krishna? Možeš li mi pokazati Krishnu?
Where is Krishna? Have you seen him?
Gdje je Krishna? Možete li?
Then he starts to sing the names of Krishna.
Tada je počeo. Sada se nalazimo u toj šumi. O majko, u tom trenutku iza reka se čuli pomiješani s mukanjem krava, duboke i vrlo slatke melodije koje su se izvijale s flauta, rogova, vina i nekih glazbala napravljenih od lišća. Razbuđeni slatkim zvukom, obojica su istom ustali i potrčali u smjeru iz kojeg je on dotirao. Tada su ugledali Šri Gopaladevu osobno, njegovu novu i svježu svjetkoću. Su udove krasile sve povoljne oznake, uši su mu bile urešene na usnicama od cvjetova kadambe, a na glavi mu je bila kruna od palme od perja. Biserni mu vjenac krasio vrat nalik na školjku, a oko struka nosio prekrasnu odjeću od žute svile. Njegove široke grudi ukrašavala veličanstvena ogrlica od cvjetova gunđa koja se njihala, te šrivaca, veličanstveni znak Lakšmi Devi. Njegov uski struk nalikovao lavljem, a njegova nestrašivost bila kao stotinu lavova. To se činilo da sami srž svoju potu cijelog svemira obožava njegova lotosova stopala.
bio krašim vjencem napravljenim od plasi, svjetlo ka dan bio kunđa, to pao na lukterija. Njegova stuk bio uljepšen predivnim pojasom od razlobena cvijeća, koja je dovećavala ljepotu njegovih prekrasnih bokova. Na njegovim divnim, dugim rukama bilo se zlatne narukvice, a prst njegovih ozlasovih ruku osjećali se snažni polet dok se držali flautu pred njegovim usnama nalik voću bimbi. Svjetski nektar vibracije flaute koji može zapanjiti čak i njega očaravao je žive biće cijelog svemira. Njegove nemirne, razigirane lotosove oči bile su ukrašene kosim pogledima. Ples njegovih uvijek svijenih obrva povećavao je premiju njegovih voljenih bakta, a njegove predivne lotosove lice koje munilo je time njihova srca blago se osmihivalo. Ogroman biser ukrašavao je vrh njegova nosa koja je izgledao ljepše od svoza mojeg cvijeta. Ponekad bi slica uklonio kovrće svoje kose na lik bumbaru i posjete prašinom koje su podigle krave. Polumjesec pčela gospodina Šri Gopala Krišni, koji je ocean pun valova neograničeno raznolikih i zanosnih zabava, bio krašen tirakom omješanom od glume i zemuni. Udovi su mu budu krašeni povijestima, napravljeni od mnogih bojem zrazobornih minerala iz gora. Kako bi zauzeo svoj najprivlačniji položaj povijena tri mjesta, a koji put bi na flauti svirao razne šaljive melodije, kome je nasmijavao svoj prijatelje pastire, tako je ukrasio šumski kraj otiscima svoje stopala. Usta uljepšavalo ga je prisustvo Šri Balaramadžija, čiji su ukrasi dob i odjeća nalikovali njegovim, koji imao zlatni put i bio odjeven u bijeloj tkanini. Isto tako, neopisivo prekrasan mirti Šri Gopale, bio je ukrašen prisustvom njegovih dječaka pastira, koji su mu također nalikovali izgledom. Osjetivši vrhovno transcendalno blaženstvo kada su došli na darišnju sa Šri Krišnom, išli sa rupa i bramana iz nature, odmah su pali pred njega, kao da odu dandavat pranami. U zamislu tog trenutka zaboravili su svoju inteligenciju, oštroumnost i sve ostalo. I sam ponesen promjen svojih voljenih bakta, Šri Krišna mi je pretrčao. Izgubljeni snažnoj moći transcendalnog blaženstva koje osjećao, pao je preko njih i zagorio ih svojim dugim rukama. Kako se njegovo meko srce rastopilo u osjećaju milosti, okupao ih je u bojicu sa suzama ljubavi. Trenutak kasnije ih je podigao i vlastitim lotosovim rukama obrisao njihove suze i su imali prašenu s njihovih tijela. Neprestano ih je gorlio. Uhvativši ih za ruke i poslušao na zemlju, nastavio zadovoljavati braninu nektarom svojih riječi. Šri Bhagavan je rekao: O Džana Sharma, što bio braman vječni identitet, rodio si se u naturi, to si mjesec koji se uzdiže nad oceanom bramana. Jesi li dobro? O bramano, vidivši tebe, javno i prijatelji, postali smo dobro. Budući me privukla tvoja milost, neprestano sam gledao prema stazi očekujući tvoj dolazak. Jako povoljno što mi nisi zaboravio. O bramano, vrlo sam sretan što sam ti potpunosti podređen. Molim te, ostani ovdje i žive kako te volja. Šiparikšić je rekao: O majko, kad je to čuo, branjeni iz matura imenom Džana Sharma, toliko je nadvladao strah i transcendentno govoriti, pa čak i pogledati Šri Krišnu. U nemogućnosti da išta vidi, položio je Krišnina lotosova stopala na svoju glavu i počeo glasno plakati. Uznemiren što ne vidi drugog prikladnog dara do sama sebe, kunski dragu svih dobrotvora, Šri Krišna, skinuo je ukrasu svastog tijela te njim okitio branjeni, tako da je izgledao poput sarupe. Na taj način ukazuje milost Brahmanu Džana Sharmi i zadijelio mu vlastiti duhovni oblik, sličan Krišnjima. Dostupavši taj oblik, postao je u potpunosti zadovoljen.
Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki jai, Srimati Radha Rani ki jai, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. There's a blessing which all of you should get. Sanatana Goswami says that everyone who hears full of faith about this story, or who tells the story, or who meditates about the story, will reach Goloka Dham without any doubt.
Sanatana Goswami kaže da će svatko tko s velikom vjerom sluša ovu priču, tko govori ovu priču ili tko na nju meditira,
bez ikakve sumnje dostići Goloka Vrindavanu.
It's a very powerful story.
Ova je priča vrlo moćna.
You have heard it and you have allowed me to narrate it.
Saslušali ste je i dopustili meni da ispripovijedam.
So all of us, you and even me, will go to Goloka Vrindavan without any doubt. This is what it says here.
I stoga ćete svi vi, pa čak i ja, bez ikakve sumnje kao što ovdje piše, doći do Goloka Vrindavane.
But I want to address one doubt.
Pa ipak želio bih sada govoriti o jednoj sumnji.
Resumnji. Doubt, huh?
Sumnji.
Sumnji, also sumnji.
Sumnji.
Sumnji. Sumnji, sumnji, sumnji. I am an ordinary person.
Ja sam obična osoba.
I'm not like Gop Kumar.
Ne nalikujem Gop Kumaru.
He was so determined.
On je bio tako odlučan.
And he had, when he was offered wealth and position, he said, no thank you, he only wanted Krishna, I want so many things.
Kad su mu ponudili bogatstvo i položaj, rekao je, ne hvala, no želim tako puno stvari.
Now when it took so long for him to go to Vrindavan.
Ako je njemu trebalo tako dugo vremena dok je došao do Goloka Vrindavane,
then it will take for me an eternity.
Meni će sigurno trebati cijela vječnost.
This was an interesting seminar, but very impractical.
Ovaj seminar je bio jako zanimljiv, no također vrlo nepraktičan.
It sounded nice, but in actuality it was entirely frustrating.
Zvučio je zanimljivo, no u stvarnosti je bio vrlo frustrirajući.
Because if I'm not, at the moment I'm not a dreamer, but a realist, I will have to see that I'm a very fallen soul. And I won't go this way. I can't imagine myself going through the universe, going through the layers, saying no to Maya Devi, and so on.
Jer jednostavno se ne mogu zamisliti da ću moći proći kroz cijeli svemir, odbiti Maya Devi i proći sve te druge stvari.
Thank you, Sachinanda Swami. You have successfully ruined my summer camp experience.
Hvala ti, Sachinanda Swami. Sad si uspješno uništio moj ljetni kamp.
You have thrown me in the ocean of distress.
I bacio si me u ocean tuge.
How cruel the seminar was.
Ovaj seminar bio tako okrutan.
Sumnji, sumnji, sumnji.
Sumnje, sumnje, sumnje.
Now, please listen to the important answer.
Saslušajte sada, molim vas, važan odgovor.
Did you notice that the Brahmana, who met Gop Kumar, did not go through this?
Jeste li primijetili da Brahmana koji je susreo Gop Kumara nije morao prolaziti kroz sve to?
Just by hearing,
samo time što je slušao,
and by chanting the mantras,
i što je izgovarao mantre,
he came to the state,
došao je do stupnja,
where he received the full mercy of this eternally liberated soul, the saru, let me say, of Gop Kumara or Sarupa.
I došao je do takvog stupnja na kojem je bio u stanju primiti milost vječno oslobođene osobe Gop Kumara, odnosno Sarupe.
In the same way, our spiritual life will become successful if we hear about Krishna.
Na isti način će naš duhovni život postati uspješan ukoliko slušamo o Krišni.
We need to hear from scriptures. We will go through the over the steps.
Sjećate li se naših stepenica? Sada ćemo ponovo proći po njima.
Oh, the stepnica has fallen down now because it is used by the Brahmana.
Stepenica da pala jer ih koristi Brahmana.
But we need to apply ourselves to this process with utmost sincerity.
No trebamo primjenjivati ovaj proces u vlastitom životu sa najvećom mogućom iskrenošću.
Be very careful that you don't cheat yourself as you are walking up the stepnica.
Budite jako pažljivi da se ne zavaravate dok prolazite po ovim stepenicama.
And always know that to go back to Godhead is mostly an action of the merciful Krishna and of his dear associates.
I sjetite se da je povratak kući zapravo da povratak kući Bogu možemo zahvaliti najviše milosti gospodina Krišne i njegovih dragih pratioca.
Without the mercy we stand no realistic chance.
Bez te milosti nemamo nikakve stvarne šanse.
Goswami in the opening chapters of his wonderful work makes it very clear that someone who is connected to the most merciful incarnation of Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, will very easily go back to Godhead by chanting his holy name and Krishna's holy name and hearing about him.
U uvodnim poglavljima svog velikog djela Šrila Sanatana Gosvami nam govori kako osoba koja je povezana sa Krišnom najmilostivijom inkarnacijom Šri Čaitanja Mahaprabhom samo time što pjeva Krišnina sveta imena može dostići ljubav prema Bogu i vratiti se kući.
Now as a final conclusion of this seminar,
kao zaključak ovog seminara,
I have decided to actually not take any questions.
Odlučio sam da neću prihvaćati nikakva pitanja.
Because I feel this is something to just hear and hear again.
Jer smatram da je ovo nešto što trebate iznova i iznova slušati.
And I have also gone over time and will go a little bit over time still because I have one last exercise for you.
I osim toga već sam značajno premašio vrijeme. A premašit ću ga još i više jer ovdje imam jednu vrlo zanimljivu vježbu.
I have brought one medicine with me.
Sa sobom sam donio jedan lijek.
Which I request everyone to take.
I molim svih da ga uzmu.
This is the most powerful medicine which exists in this material universe.
Ovo je najsnažniji lijek koji postoji u ovom materijalnom svemiru.
Because in it there is the potency of a few thousand personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jer se u njemu nalazi moć nekoliko tisuća osobnih pratioca gospodina Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Let me explain.
Objasnit ću vam.
When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had left this world, his associates came together and celebrated one festival, the famous festival, Gopunima festival of Kituri Gram.
Kad je gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu napustio ovu planetu, njegovi su se pratioci skupili kako bi proslavili Gopunim festival na jednom vrlo poznatom festivalu u Kituri Gramu.
Mm-hmm. And during this festival, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and some of his associates who had already left appeared and danced with the devotees in kirtan.
Na tom su se festivalu gospodin Chaitanya Mahaprabhu i neki njegovi pratioci koji su već ranije napustili ovaj svijet ponovo pojavili u kirtanu.
Now after the festival the organizer thought, all these devotees are here who had seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and we must get their shakti.
I nakon tog festivala organizator je pomislio, ovdje su okupljeni svi ti bhakte gospodina Chaitanya i trebali bismo uzeti njihovu shakti.
And it was like today, you know, today the festival ends.
Taj dan je baš bio poput današnje kad ovaj festival završava.
The difference however was that all the guests there were personal associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Jedina razlika je bila ta što su tamo bili prisutni svi osobni pratioci gospodina Chaitanya.
So Narottam Das Thakur, the organizer, thought, let us get the blessings of all these great souls.
I tada je Narottam Das Thakur, organizator ovog festivala, pomislio, uzmimo blagoslove svih tih Vaishnava.
And he arranged that all their lotus feet would be washed.
I onda je aranžirao da operu stopala svim tim baktama.
And this water,
u toj vodi,
which carries the shakti of all these associates,
koja nosi shakti svih tih sljedbenika,
was collected in huge containers.
prikupila se u velikim kontejnerima.
And it was given
posudama,
out to the devotees.
Te je podijeljena baktama.
Now some of this water was kept.
Dio te vode su zadržali.
And it was the volume of this remaining water was increased by diluting it with Ganges water.
I dio te vode su razrijedili dodajući vodu Gange.
And over the centuries this it has always been served out and continued to be diluted almost like a homeopathic medicine.
I tijekom vremena neprekidno su dijelili tu vodu i s vremenom je razređivali vodom Gange poput nekog homeopatskog lijeka.
So by the mercy of Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaj I have obtained such a quantity of this water.
I zahvaljujući milosti Bhakti Vaibhava Maharaja došao sam u posjed tolike količine ove vode.
And I have taken a little drop, poured it into this container and put more, added more water so that everyone could get this.
I tako sam uzeo jednu kap te vode te je ponovo razrijedio tako da je svi vi možete dobiti.
So I will now give this water to Gauranga Sundara, who will stand there where Prabhupada is, and you will get, his daughter is here. No, yes. Mangala will first give a drop of water in your hand so that you become purified, and then Gauranga Sundara will personally drop a drop of water in your head. And in this way, not in your head, in your hand, and then you can, take it. And in this way, we hope that by the mercy of these associates, the story of Gop Kumar will awaken in your hearts.
Sad će Gauranga Sundara tamo stajati, tako da od njega možete, svako od vas može uzeti po jednu kap te vode, a prije toga će vam ruku pročistiti njegova kćer Mangala, tako da kušajući tu vodu u vašim se srcima može probuditi milost svih tih bakta.
And in this way it will be very easy by this shakti that you come to spiritual realizations.
I zahvaljujući toj šakti vrlo ćete lako moći doći do duhovnih spoznaja.
Also some of the devotees have requested me to see the picture of Lord Muktinath.
Također neki bhakti su me zamolili da im pokažem sliku Muktinatha.
And I think what we should do is we should maybe put Venugopal there, and when you are there you can first get from Mangala the drop of water. Pour any water on the floor and then you will see the painting of Muktinath and then you can go out of the tent.
Kraj njih će stati Venugopal Prabhu, tako da prvo pođete do Mangala pročistiti ruku, zatim do Gauranga Sundara Prabhua kako biste primili ovu vodu. Molim vas, nemojte ništa proliti po podu, a nakon toga možete proći i pogledati sliku Muktinatha i zatim možete izaći.
And we will hear the forest music of Vrindavan in the background.
A za to vrijeme ćemo u pozadini slušati zvukove iz šume Vrindavana.
And you can, as you're waiting to get there, you can chant your rounds and so on.
Dok čekate na svoj red, možete mantrati krugove.
I want to thank you very, very much.
Svima želim jako puno zahvaliti.
Just uno momento. I want to thank you very much for this summer camp had some very, very deep spiritual high points.
Želim svima vama zahvaliti što je ovaj na ovom kampu je bilo jako puno dubokih duhovnih poanti.
Whenever you will now live your life, continue with your regular lives again, but please remember from time to time the holy name, the nice discussions, remember always the holy name, but when you were chanting during the kirtan maybe, or you had your own experiences, remember that.
Sad ćete se svi vratiti svojim običajnim životima, no želim vam se moliti da sa sobom ponesete uspomene na događaje koje su dogodile, da se uvijek sjećate gospodinovog svetog imena.
And remember one thing, one enlightenment thing which you have in your heart, something which you learned, and apply this in your life.
I molim vas, zapamtite makar jednu stvar koju ste ovdje saslušali, tako da možete ponijeti sa sobom i primijeniti u vlastitom životu.
When you go back, you will be challenged by your daily life, your daily challenges.
Kad se vratite, ponovo ćete doći u dodir sa izazovom svakodnevnih zbivanja, svakodnevnog života.
The routine of your daily life will stand against before you, your parents, your unresolved conflicts, your in the university or at your workplace. But if you bring one thing, one little realization from the summer camp into your daily life, it will be much more easy for you to practice Krishna consciousness.
Tako će s vremenom će početi napadati taj rutinski život i sve stvari koje idu skupa s njim, kao što su roditelji, problemi koje možda imate na fakultetu ili na radnim mjestima. Međutim, ako sa sobom ponesete makar jednu jedinu stvar sa ovog kampa, onda će vam ona pomoći u vašem duhovnom životu, čak i u takvim okolnostima.
And I would be extremely happy if I could see you next year again at the summer camp.
I bio bih vrlo sretan kad bih vas mogao sve ponovo vidjeti do godine na ljetnom kampu.
Then we are all a little bit wiser.
Kada ćemo svi biti još ponešto mudri.
Hopefully a little bit more Krishna conscious.
I nadajmo se svjesni Krishna.
So, okay, so hvala lepa and Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srisi Gonitai ki jai, Go Premanandi, Hari Hari Bo.
Hari Bo.